Episode 31.
Futuburo.
Futuburo. What does it mean?
It's Japanese for American football.
Really?
Yes. Japanese for American football.
Wow.
Thus, because we're getting ready to take a nice drink of Japanese shochu straight from Tokyo.
Yes. First of all, we want to make sure that we acknowledge our guest. We have a guest.
LL Cool Jets.
The LL Cool
What's
Jets.
What's up?
She is in the building. We want to shout her out right quick. She's also known as the Jersey Girl in the South.
What's up, y'all?
The DOS.
What?
So we have some conversation we're going to get into a little later that's going to be interesting. But Shoku Life, Life with Football.
Yeah, so let's take a drink.
Yes, let's take a drink.
Cheers to episode 31.
Episode 31.
Episode 31.
Cheers.
Congratulations,
y'all.
Thank you. Straight from Tokyo.
Mm. So we don't have to tap the table? That's an American thing. This is Japanese, huh?
Ooh. Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, wow.
So you got to smack your lips to show that you took the shot.
That's what you do on podcast.
And he's pouring some more.
Oh,
dude,
Lord.
What is he doing?
Well, we got to finish it off.
Okay, all right. Listen.
Okay, there you go.
You ain't going to be punking me when I turn 60. I'm just telling you right now, you ain't going to punk me when I turn 60.
That's nice.
That is nice.
Good taste,
so
right?
Can you explain about that?
Yeah.
Can you explain about the shochu?
So, sake, first of all, I was explaining to you before, sake is similar to a white wine.
Okay.
It's very similar. Shochu is more comparable to like a vodka, like a smooth vodka,
as
you can tell.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So that's the difference. Shochu is more like a vodka and sake is more like a white wine.
Okay. Wow. And see, you explain that off air. That's interesting that you. And so is this cultural? Would it be culture? Like
Japanese.
Japanese culture.
Japanese.
Love to like.
This is made from sweet potato, actually.
Oh,
really?
Nice.
Yes.
Mm. So it's kind of organic.
Yes.
It's good for you.
And actually, it's from the Kyushu region of Japan, which is, I think it's the southwestern region. But they're famous for their sweet potato shochu.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. Wow. That should have been, you know what? That should have been under the segment, the Did You Know?
Yeah. We got a lot of Did You Know. We got a lot of stuff today.
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff.
About football.
All right. So, the prayer segment.
Yeah.
You ready for that?
Yeah, I'll pray.
Oh, you want to do
it? Well, let's.
We do pray, yes.
So, this is how we came out for football games at my high school.
Right.
I went to a Catholic high school called Immaculate Conception, and our priest, Father Burla, who was a big sports fan, he would say this right before we were coming out to the stadium.
Okay.
So, or locker room.
So, when we do, we're reenacting this. So,
yes.
We can't just haphazardly say
right.
this.
Right.
So, if you have a part in this, we got it's like coming out of the tunnel.
Yes.
100,000 people.
Imagine, probably more like like 100 people. But
I
went to a small school.
I gotta make it big, coach. We talking big, right?
But you gotta think when we get to Our Lady of Victory. When we get to Our Lady of Victory, you got to think you're getting ready to go out to a game, so you got to shout.
Knock
like you're
your head off.
That's how you got to shout. Pray for us. Okay.
Okay. Improv. Take one.
Let's go.
All right. Okay.
You do your part.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, our sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Victory.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Victory.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Victory.
Pray for us.
Yeah.
We ready to go play some football.
I feel like going to play some football right now. Y'all play with me. Don't play with me.
I'm ready to play some football.
I'm ready to knock a jerk head off.
That was hilarious.
All right, so I got to do the Pledge of Allegiance in the soulful singer voice.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I love that. Oh,
oh
man, watch this. I got it right here. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, baby, for which it stands, mama. One nation, big mama, under God. You know we're going to be under God, and we're indivisible, baby, with all the liberty and justice for all.
Ooh.
Give it up, man.
Wow. Wow.
All right.
You know, we never even did our intro.
You know, we got to do our intro. The doggone sock is at us. Give us our theme music. This probably going to be one of the best intros because it's so organic. Oh, my goodness. Listen, welcome to On and Off the Field Sports Podcast. And with a purpose, it's your On the Field coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation since 1976.
This your boy, Off the Field Coach Yoda since 1968, the infamous. And we got...
It's your girl, the Jersey girl of the South, the LL Cool Jets. Been in this thing since 1972. Y'all don't know what's up.
LL Cool Jets.
Man, listen, that sake is a side effect of forgetfulness.
That reminds me, we got to stay on script.
Is the side effect of sake? Or what is...
Shochu. Shochu.
Shochu. Shochu need to show me.
Shochu.
Oh, my goodness. We got a Shochu chat.
I'm just going to throw that out
there.
All right,
let's laugh.
Here you go. You up there, LL Cool Jets.
So this is y'all's class clown set. See.
Hey, come on.
You start it off. Mm-hmm. Come on.
We're going to let the guest start it off.
Why do Jets fans always carry a mask?
Why?
Why?
See, because they can't find their way into the end zone. Womp, womp, womp.
How many Jets fans does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
None. They're used to living in the giant shadow.
Oh, no.
That's me.
All right. Why is a football stadium the coolest place to be?
Why?
Why?
Because it's full of fans. That's a good one.
All right.
Come on.
Where do football players go to when they need a new uniform? See?
Where?
Y'all ain't right. I don't Where? Like this. Where? New Jersey.
All right,
New Jersey.
You got it. Come on. Yeah.
All right.
Uh-oh. Hey, Snook.
Hey, Snook.
Oh.
Why did the Steelers fan bring a broom to the game?
Oh, my goodness.
To sweep the division.
My mama, you know what, Red?
Mama.
You messing with my mama, Snooks. Man.
You know, we got the Bengals this week, too.
What?
Yeah, yeah, we got the Bengals this week.
You know
so.
She going to be rooting against you, right?
That's cool. That's cool.
If y'all got a chance.
That's cool.
We might need to get mama to call
yeah.
in, dude.
Facts.
All right. Why did an NFL player become an artist?
Why?
Why?
He knew how to draw up plays. That's good.
All right. Yeah. How many Dallas Cowboys?
You could not let it go without getting Dallas,
no,
bro.
No, we're going to get them. How many Dallas Cowboys does it take to change a tire?
How many?
One, unless it's a blowout, in which case they all show out.
Oh, that's mean.
Did you hear about the punter who lived past 100?
No.
He's still alive and kicking. That's good.
Okay.
How do you stop a Ravens fan from beating his wife?
Oh,
dress her in a Steelers jersey.
Oh man, bro. Where did you get these jokes from?
I search online. That's just fine stuff.
That's crazy. Yeah. All right. This
Mary's
is
Nerd Nuggets
I
Fun Facts.
I love this segment, dude. Mary's Nerd. I need to sip some more sake.
Sip some more. All right. The 1905 Minnesota versus Michigan game was one of the most brutal in college history.
Mm-hmm.
Known as the bloodbath at Ann Arbor, this game was so violent, players suffered numerous injuries, including broken bones and concussions.
Mm.
The game was so intense that it prompted President Roosevelt to intervene and call for reforms to make the sport safer. This incident was a turning point in the history of college football, leading to the adoption of safety measures that are still in place today.
I was going to say, it's ironic how way back in 1905, when they saw they were doing the same thing, mm-hmm. taking these hits, that, like you said. But
they were doing it without equipment.
They right. had leather helmets.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Without equipment.
Right. Could you call a leather?
No pads.
Would that even consider a helmet?
That's the
leather?
Same thing. Them,
like a skull cap.
Yeah,
that was basically
right,
like a skull cap. And they're running into
get him, Ray.
Wow.
All right.
Did you know?
We give Goodell a hard time though because they're always changing the safety measures in football. Right. And I do because I'm a defensive girl, and I get mad at that because I feel like they're trying to punk out football.
And that's basically nothing new under the sun.
Right.
They've been
doing
it.
I like that.
All right. Did you know?
All right.
Why they are called quarterbacks?
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. The name actually originated from where the player stands during the basic formation. The fullback would stand the furthest behind the offensive line, thus fully back. Okay. Then the running backs were halfway back from the line.
Thus halfback.
Thus referred to as halfback. Finally, the quarterback stood between the halfbacks and the offensive line, therefore a quarter of the way back or quarterback.
That's fire.
Yeah.
That's fire.
I told you, bro. The Mary Nerve fun facts, the did you knows, and the things that make those
things that make
I get
go
sermons off of that stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, facts.
All right. Things that make you go, Fritz Pollard was the first African American to play in the NFL. Wow. He played for the Akron Pros in 1920.
Wow,
bro.
Fritz Pollard was also the first black head coach in the NFL.
What?
He coached the Akron Pros in 1921.
Shout out to Fritz.
Shout out to Fritz.
So he only played 1 year, though.
Pollard.
He's a player coach. Crazy. Okay.
Literally.
Cool.
Tallulah.
Doug Williams was the first black quarterback to start and win the Super Bowl. I remember that, actually. He led the Washington Redskins to victory in Super Bowl, I'm bad with my numbers.
22.
Against the Dewey Broncos. You said the Dewey Broncos.
I know.
Get out of here, Dewey. You messed me up. The Denver Broncos in 1988. That is stupid. He got me. That's where I hear him. Look at that. This dude is. Now he got jokes. The dude. Get out of here, Dewey. Hey, is that addictive? No, Dewey. It's actually not addictive, Dewey. It's actually good for you.
All right.
Tech Mobile.
All right. So I drove this guy to the airport last week, and he's from Chile.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And he asked me about the game. And we were talking Steelers, Ravens, and Buffalo Bills, and Chiefs.
Okay.
He was really interested in the Chiefs, Bills. I found out he's a Bills fan.
Okay.
And so I asked him, hey, how are you a Bills fan growing up in Chile? He said his aunt bought him a Nintendo. And it had one game, Tecmo Bowl.
Wow.
He was the only person, the only kid in Chile with a Nintendo.
What?
Wow.
They didn't sell games or the system in Chile at all. So you can only play one game.
That's fire.
This is during the Bills' 90s run. Okay, so he became a Bills fan. He said he knew all the players.
Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly.
Thurman Thomas. Facts.
Bruce Smith.
Right.
He said he knew them through Tecmo Bowl.
Wow.
And he just stayed a fan. Yeah.
That's lit.
We were just talking about the different ways you become
a fan.
A fan. And
right.
Which kind of segues us into the Huddle Up with Her
Huddle Up
segment.
So this was the segment that we, which is why we have a guest on
right,
the show.
Right. So what I did was I called you.
So set the backstory.
I gave you a call the other morning. I said, Coach, I said, you got your first complaint. And he was like, oh, wait a minute. Why? And I said, because we did the, we included a segment of trying to understand
football
from a female perspective.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we.
I think the post said that y'all was going to teach
wait
us.
A
to,
hold on, hold wait on, a minute. Wait a minute. He said the backstory. So I called you. I said, you got your first complaint. He was like, I didn't want to say who it was.
Right.
I just gave you the details so it could be unbiased.
Yeah.
So I gave you the details. And then after I gave you the deets, then I told you who it was.
Sure.
So you at first, you before you knew who it was, you was like, I'm about to be petty. That's what he said. That's exactly what he said. He said, I'm about to be petty.
Petty LaBelle.
He said, I'm about to do a blog. That's exactly what he said. He said, I'm about to do a blog. He was saying, I'm about to go on a blog. I was like, okay, wait a minute, Coach. Let me tell you who it is. So I told him who it was. He was like, you know what? Listen, and this is what we do on and off the field.
Right.
We don't talk about it. We come to the table with it.
Exactly.
There was a disagreement on the way you did your heading, on the way you presented it.
I asked you, I said, well, what didn't she like about the show?
And
you said she didn't listen to the show.
She didn't even listen to it.
So I said, well, I got confused.
I was the same way.
And I said, well, how do you complain about something? Right, you didn't listen
to the show.
And you said she listened to the, she read the description.
Right, yeah, the description. Right.
So
yeah.
I said, let me go and look at the description.
And when you looked at
And when I looked at it, I said, you know what? I rushed and wrote this. I said, this should be more specific to beginner females.
Right.
Okay. Okay. And I,
to those new.
All right.
For example, and I had an example for this. Let's say you grew up and you weren't a football fan. You grew up in a house that just didn't follow football.
Right.
And you're getting married to a family that is into football.
Right.
And your husband's a football, former football player.
Right.
You want to know some things.
Right.
You want to adapt. That segment was geared towards people like that.
I like that.
Or females, young females who are, again, just getting started with football.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was for. But right. I didn't word that right. And so when you look at it, it does say, I'm going to teach you how to
it's kind of demeaning.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So it was a Cam Newton.
I was like, we didn't talk like that on the show.
We didn't.
It was opposite of what we talked about on the show.
Right.
So Cam Newton got
he got in trouble.
He offended some women. Some women sports.
One in particular.
I think it was Aaron, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
By a comment that he made, you know, about the fact that
he's an idiot, though.
Well, no, I like him.
Cam just got a good job on First Take. That's crazy. They got him on First Take.
He's on First Take?
Yes.
Yeah.
Contract.
And Fire.
Contractually.
Yes.
Stephen A. got him on there.
Really?
Under contract.
It's him, Cam, and Shannon Shaw.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So look, your favorite.
So here's your. So let's go into.
Your favorite team.
Your favorite team. So now you're here.
I like that. That's cool.
So give us the history on.
Why are you. Who's your favorite team?
Well, the New York Jets are my favorite team. J-E-T-S, Jets.
All right.
You know, shout out. Right. Y'all suck, but shout out. Y'all. Mm-hmm.
So why is it? Why?
Okay, this is a cool story. I grew up football. So my uncle was, both of my uncles were very, very big football fans. I had one uncle that was a diehard Eagles fan.
Right.
Everything, Buddy Ryan, everything, Chris Carr throughout the years. And then my uncle that raised me, he was a Steelers fan, big Steelers fan. So we used to, you know, football season, we sitting on the floor in his bedroom watching football.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's how, you know, I love football. I was the girl in school that was like, hey, girls should be allowed to play football.
Right.
I wanted to be the quarterback.
Right.
I'm talking about I used to go on campaigns to let girls play football. It never went through, but now shout out to the ones that, you know, the girls that's playing football now.
So that's how
I actually became a Jets fan.
Uh-huh.
Me and my husband was in Iceland and we used to talk football.
Right.
But I didn't have a team at that time. Okay. I just watched football. I loved football.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, you know, telling me who his team at that time was, the San Francisco 49ers, why he was a San Francisco 49ers fan.
Right.
So I had to pick a team. So, and I remember we were sitting there and I had to pick a team. And so it was out of the New York Giants and the New York Jets.
Okay.
And I actually picked the Jets because they were underdogs, because they were always losing.
Right.
And so I really did. I picked them because I was a big underdogs fan.
Yeah. Who was it? What year was would that been? What team was that? Who was you remember?
The quarterback was
Vinny Testaverde.
Was Testaverde the quarterback?
Yes, he was.
Vinny Testaverde was a quarterback.
Parcells was the coach.
Yes.
Bill Parcells was a coach.
Curtis Martin.
Right. Yes. Okay.
That was a pretty good, decent Jets. Yes.
That was a good team. Yes.
That was some decent Jets.
Yeah.
I had the choice between the Giants and the Jets, and I chose the Jets.
All right.
Just because.
Okay.
Because they were the underdogs.
All right. Well, listen, LL Cool Jets, feel free to chime in. We're going to ask you a question. And you can show off your football prowess there.
Yeah, buddy. Right. You know, buddy. Come on, buddy.
First, tell us, what does the NFL stand for?
I hope National Football League.
Correct. Yes. That's correct.
Why
did
I get a heart?
All right. Who has thrown the most passing yards of all time?
Of all time. Ooh. Of all time. I would want to say Tom Brady.
Correct.
Okay.
Two for two.
All right,
let's go for three.
Go there, LL Cool Jets.
Go, LL Cool Jets. Who has the most rushing yards of all time?
Rushing yards of all time.
Yes.
Yep.
Has anyone?
Not sometime, but all time.
Right. I know, right? I don't know this one. I want to say Emmitt, but
Emmitt Smith. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Oh my goodness.
Four for three. Let's go four for four now. All right. Who has the most receiving yards of all time?
Oh, man. You ought to be able to get this.
Okay, I want to say Randy Moss. No. Okay.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Incorrect. Jerry Rice.
I can see that.
You just brought him up.
No problem. Three out of four. That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
That's better than you, coach.
Randy Moss would have broken his
foot. That's better than you, coach.
She got me beat, coach. Hey, watch it, buddy. Get out of here, Dewey.
Get out of here, Dewey.
Chicken fight.
All right. Random 3 a.m. Dog segment, right? All right. I don't be ready for this. Referees wear stripes so they are easy to spot on the field.
Mm.
All right?
That makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
They look like zebras.
What if they
wore
spots?
They would be easy to stripe on the field.
All right. Listen. Footballs were originally made using pig bladders, giving it the name pig skin. See, ooh.
I can imagine that process.
Wow.
They have to dry them out, right? Like,
yeah.
Oh, you
yeah,
would sure. think.
Yeah. Yeah. Fumble.
That'd be one slipper pig skin. Look, give a new name to running up the gut. Yeah. All right, hold up, man. All right, despite the nickname, footballs aren't actually made from pig skin. They're typically made from cowhide. That's interesting.
Yeah.
This is some good did-you-know stuff.
Facts,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Blue bag music segment.
Okay.
All right. That's the song. Is that the most? Is that it?
Okay, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Really? That's the most played song.
We will rock you. The most played song.
Big disgrace. We gotta do it.
Over the place. We will rock you. We will rock you.
Boom. Then they come in with that guitar.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, wow.
And that's by Queen.
All right. Queen.
Travel Through Your Eyes segment. All right. Favorite road trip to attend.
So have y'all ever been to keep going to a game? Like we went to the 49ers
and the Saints. Mm-hmm. We went to see the
in
Dolphins.
New Orleans.
Okay. With 49ers jerseys on.
Okay. Yes. Facts.
She had Steve Young, I had Jerry Rice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we were in New Orleans. On Bourbon Street with the jerseys on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. We were bold.
Yeah, they were. Well, I'm sure they had a lot of 49ers fans there, too. No?
It wasn't a lot, no.
No. Really?
To back when we went to wear 49ers, that's when it was a real
rivalry. Right. It really wasn't a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. We were almost a little arrogant.
Okay. We were a little arrogant.
And we had seats so close. Mm-hmm. Terrell Owens, see, mm-hmm. I could throw a rock in here.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Huge dude. Yeah. So we saw Miami and Jacksonville in Jacksonville.
Mm. Miami Dolphins?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I saw Joey Porter. We saw Joey Porter in person.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Beast.
Dude. Yeah.
Ted Ginn Jr.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't realize how big, dude. His hips.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason he was fast like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Dude,
right.
What's the dude that makes the watches now? Taylor.
Oh, Jason Taylor.
Jason Taylor. Oh, my gosh.
He's our D line coach for the Canes.
Jason Taylor?
What? I did not know that.
What? He's been killing it on recruiting, getting us a lot of good players.
Wow. Jason Taylor. Fire.
He he started coaching at a high school in when he left the Dolphins.
He was fired.
He went to St. Thomas Aquinas, okay. You know, powerhouse high school.
Right.
He was coaching there, and right. So he actually after his son graduated, he started coming over to the Canes.
That's fine.
So look, before we get off of this, I got to bring this up. So yours, okay. I know you've made several trips to Pittsburgh Steelers games. You've gone to Pittsburgh several times.
Yes.
But I think this last time you went, when you were with the guys, you had a moment.
Yeah,
when
you know
that on the field when you took the picture.
So this was I've been in several games, but this game I actually never actually went
to, in the game.
Right. I never saw it.
So tell us what happened on that.
We
pregame, right?
So pregame, my roommate showed, and so we just didn't have a lot of tickets because they had an event at an away game. So my buddy couldn't get as many passes as normal.
Right.
So we didn't think we were actually going to be on the field at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so he ended up getting the passes. And so I'm on the field with, a good friend of mine, Marcus, who we interviewed.
Right. Memphis.
Memphis. And my roommate from college, Chuck. And, you know, my homeboy who coached for the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we were sitting there, and I mean, it was just perfect. And for me, on a personal level, you know, I'm a big Steelers fan. So to be on the field in Pittsburgh,
right.
To me was, you know, that's like a Muslim going to Mecca.
Right.
You know,
just, wow.
You know, it was big. It was a pilgrimage for me. And at that moment, as I told you, I put this on my Facebook post for some time. I took a picture because it was like I had an out-of-body experience on
the field
where I felt that, God was saying, and I was basically saying thank you to God at that moment.
Right.
You know, because I was like, this is awesome.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm.
To be with That's people fine. That I knew since I was a kid.
Right.
That I shared, broke, you know, and bonded with, and to be on the Steelers.
So would that top yours as far as
travel to guys? Yes, I got several. I mean, but yeah, we can definitely.
Would that one be? Sure. I think me and LL Cool Jets over there, we talked about going to a Jets game in December.
That's my in the that's snow. That's a bucket list.
In New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Jack, you know what I mean? Mm. Meadowland type stuff.
Right. My birthday is December 10th. I'm a December baby. Let me know. Baby,
I might meet you there.
Right, that would be that would be lit.
You got a lot of friends there.
Snow, that's what we talked about doing.
Yeah,
that would be on that note,
Coach. Oh, I would say just let's plan it.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know people.
We should just plan it. All right, on and off the field book club.
All right, Friday Night Lights. Have you ever?
I saw the movie.
Have you ever read the book?
Mm-mm. No,
have you read the book? I did.
Who was the author?
I'm not sure who the author is.
I didn't know they had a book.
But yeah, the book came out, I think, in 89.
Books are always better than movies anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
We talked about that before. I'm not an avid book reader. She can tell you that. But
I am.
What gets me is we talked about when I read The Hobbit.
Right.
When we talked about The Hobbit. Right. She bought me that book. I read that book from front to back, dude, and was enamored with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the movie came out, I'm looking at the movie because I've already read what people haven't even seen yet.
Yeah.
That's the advantages of reading the book, but I never discovered that. All my 50-some years of living.
The movie was so-so. It was good.
But the details of when you read the book,
it's way different.
Yeah. Immaculate,
dude. It takes you there.
Right.
You go there because
you paint it your own way.
In the movie, they show Boobie Miles, you know, how he broke his knee.
Friday Night Lights. Okay.
Right, Friday Night Lights.
Right, right.
So the book actually was about from Boobie Miles' perspective.
Okay.
Okay.
So you actually got to deal with him, his injury, and what he was dealing with in his mental state a lot more than what they showed on the movie.
Was the guy's name Boobie Miles in the movie when he broke his?
He was the character, but the black guy who played Antoine Fisher was the actor.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Two thumbs up segment.
All right.
Top football movies. For me,
Off the cuff. Any Given Sunday.
That's a good one.
That's one of mine.
That's one of my favorites.
All the Right Moves.
That's another good one.
What's the one that Marshall did that was about Marshall?
We Are Marshall.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was a tear joke of that. Rudy. Oh my goodness.
Rudy is fire.
What?
Rudy. I cried during Rudy. I was like, yeah,
we used to watch Rudy. Remember in Iceland, we used to watch Rudy over and over.
We watched Rudy. Rudy
was lit.
Rudy was the movie,
when he sacked
bro.
That boy at the end,
I cried. Listen, dude, I cried during Rudy. Yeah. I cried my little ass out during Rudy. All right. Oh, embarrassing right. moments.
Okay, embarrassing moments.
You got to bring that up. That's you.
You say New York Jets, Mark Sanchez butt fumble. That was definitely an embarrassing moment for the Jets.
Where were we when that happened?
Where were we?
Yeah. What year did
either
that
June
happen?
Street or
I think June Street
when the butt fumble
okay.
happened.
All right.
And that was definitely embarrassing. But can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I actually told Coach, my husband, that the Jets play now, the way that they're playing, is worse than the butt fumble.
Yes, I would agree.
You think that their record is more embarrassing than the butt fumble?
Yes.
They're horrible.
This whole season is
led by Aaron Rodgers.
It is.
He's toxic, bro.
It is.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's really all about is. Him. And we'll talk about this in the next couple of segments.
Right.
You cannot have a successful championship team being me.
Yes, you know. Which is what he's doing.
Yeah, he's got separate. No, you can't do
the
that.
The poor coach, man, that he ran off.
He ran him off. He was a decent.
Yeah, that's worse. We're worse now than we were during the market. And that was the most embarrassing.
Pray for the Jets.
Was the butt phone.
Yeah. Acronyms.
Acronym segment.
Okay. NFL.
National Football League.
AFC.
American Football Conference.
Football Conference.
NFC.
National Football Conference.
FG.
Field goal,
right. NYJ.
New York Jets.
Yay!
Can I do this? Can I do this? So, and we're going to talk about this segment a little bit more.
Yeah.
What does RAC stand for?
Run after catch.
Wow. What does YAC stand for?
Yards after catch.
All right.
Yeah. TFL. Tackles for loss. Don't play me. I know my football. Don't play me.
Chess segment. All right. Okay. So this is going to be interesting. So you know, I love chess. Mm-hmm. I don't play it, but I like the lessons I learned from it.
Sure.
Okay. So the similarities of chess and football. This is interesting. While the physicality and pace of football are vastly different from the mental challenges of chess, the underlying principles of strategy, teamwork, and risk management are shared by both. I like that. Mm-hmm. That's super fire right there.
Yeah. Right.
That is super. And that's, that's power.
Yeah. No doubt.
Because you win
mentally first.
Before physically. You can, you know what I mean? All right. Yep. So both games require careful planning and anticipation of your opponent's moves. That's another good statement. Mm-hmm. You can't just run through this.
No.
You have to, so when you say that.
Watching film.
You have to watch film. Yeah. You have to study.
You got to study.
The opponents, their strong strengths, their weaknesses. Case in point, if I could bring up real quick.
Sure.
The Chiefs. Somebody pointed out how the Chiefs, Kansas City, when they played Denver, how they went back to the previous game, they looked at the left tackle on field goals, how he would always collapse.
Right.
They said, he's collapsing. So when Denver had them beat, all they got to do is kick the field goal. But because Kansas City did their homework and they did the film work, they knew to crash the side where the left tackle was.
Right.
He collapsed. Guess what? They blocked the field goal.
Right.
All right, let me finish this. That was an example.
But you wouldn't get that if you weren't prepared.
Right.
I love that.
I love that. All right, let me get through this. In chess, you must think several moves ahead to devise a winning strategy. Facts. Using timeouts.
Yep, right.
Can't blow your timeouts.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Can't blow your timeouts.
Right.
But then they tell you never end a game with a timeout.
Right. You can't have a timeout.
Right. That's one of the rules of a coach.
So that's a strategy.
Do not let the clock hit zero or you got a timeout, coach. You got to see the front office.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Somebody's mismanaging time.
Right. That's right.
And timeouts.
That's right.
All right. Yeah. See, we on and off the field. We off the chain, y'all. Let me tell you something. Coach Boston is a phenomenal coach. Seriously, sports mind. The dude is Jarvis.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Jaw-dropping. Facts. Like, wow.
In football, coaches, and I ain't going to do it. You ain't give me that time. You ain't give me that time. Coaches analyze game footage and opponent tendencies to develop effective tactics.
Fire.
Fire.
Do you think, real quick, and I'm just posing this question real quick, pause. What do you think makes Deion Sanders an effective coach? I'm going to go with you, Jets.
If I'm honest, I would really say his love for football, because since who he was as a player, to me, is who he is as a coach.
Do you consider him as a football mind?
Yes.
Or just like a player coach? Is he more of a player coach or a football mind? Bill Belichick was a football
mind. I think he's both.
Okay.
I think so. Prime is both.
So what do you think?
Because he was a player. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. What do you think makes him effective?
Well,
how did he go from 4 wins last year?
Number one, he's got something that most coaches don't have. He's got the pedigree.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
You know. So, okay. So as far as that resonating with kids at the college level, it's like, wow.
Right. Right. You know, they idolize that.
Okay. And then he's an effective communicator.
Do you think he's a football mind?
Oh yeah, he's old school.
Okay.
He's old school as they come.
Wow.
You know, remember him playing back in the day, though? I mean, he really was a phenom to watch. Yeah.
But see, here's
my thing.
You just
knew he
created
was
the persona.
He did.
Separate, though.
He did. Okay.
That was separate.
Okay.
But as far as football,
he had a mind.
He was always old school, practice hard.
Watch film.
Putting the time.
Okay.
No bull jagging around. Right. It was always football.
Right.
But the persona he had to do, obviously, for
so
other
that
reasons.
Makes him an effective coach.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
He's communication.
He's experienced it.
Right.
You know,
right.
He can tell them the what to do, what not to do.
It's undeniable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to say it's
and
not.
And look at his sons.
It's not just a phase or a fad. No.
Right.
You know what I think, too, what helped him compared to, other, same as Jason Taylor, the coach for the defensive coordinator for the Hurricanes.
Right.
Is that they both started coaching at the high school level.
Okay.
You know, it was
that makes sense.
Grassroots, you know, about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about you.
Right.
In the gold jacket.
That's one big thing about Deion.
Right. That is.
It's different. It's about, you know, it's high school. You have to have a different mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can take that basic connection to the kids at that level and bring it to a higher level on the college, wow.
Okay, yeah. That's good.
So, here's a good question. What makes him different? Because with the answer you gave, what makes him different from like a Phillip Rivers, you know, or a Brett Favre who are currently coaching, high school?
Phillip Rivers is doing well at high school.
Yeah.
You
think they could move up to college level?
I think he's certainly qualified to.
Phillip Rivers is?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Sure.
Why not? Wow. You play quarterback in NFL, you know football.
So right, you got to know it.
The key is how can you recruit,
right,
and market yourself,
right? Right.
Phillip Rivers is not necessarily the most. He's an NFL quarterback, but he's not necessarily marketable in terms of like Phillip Rivers, unless you're talking about like some sort of.
We were talking about him the other day.
But the world isn't talking about him like Deion.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You know,
right.
It's a difference.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Difference. That's true. Exactly. Right.
Arts and segments. Oh, here we go, boy. His mouth be so tight, y'all.
Ernie Bonds, a former NFL player who became a renowned artist known for his unique style of elongated fingers and dynamic movement. His paintings often depict scenes of Black life and culture, including sports.
Ernie Bonds.
You know who he is? You should check his work out. Deep.
What team did he play for? You remember what year?
It was, you know, back in the day.
Okay.
His
name sounds familiar.
He played football.
Okay. But he turned into
an artist.
Wow.
Wow. That's
That's lit.
He's got some deep he's got some. I want to say he did that
That's him.
Didn't he do the Good Times or Marvin Gaye one?
He did the picture?
Yeah. With the long.
That's who did it, dude.
Yeah.
Ernie,
she just pulled it up.
Ernie Barnes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's fire. I got to look him up.
Yep.
All right. Quote of the day.
Okay.
And I quote, "It's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up." End quote. Vince Lombardi. Yes.
Nice.
Where does he go down as far as coaches on the list?
He's on the Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. He's got
to
be.
I agree. He has to be.
Yeah, gotta he's be. Foundation. Yeah. Foundation.
Tallulah, Tallulah.
Football is a game of inches. The little things are the big things. Mike Ditka said that.
That sounds like something Coach Saban would say.
Yeah.
It does.
They both cut from the same cloth. Mm-hmm.
Ditka and Saban?
Ditka was from Western Pennsylvania, and Saban was from West Virginia, which is geographically right next to each other.
I can dig that. Yeah. Okay, I can understand that. All right.
Green flags.
Green flags. Championship teams have these. Effective communication. Clear and open communication between players and...
Get out of here, Dewey. Get out of here, Dewey. Get out of here, Dewey.
Yeah, Goofy. Good. Clear and open communication between players is essential for success. So focus, okay?
Let's talk about that. Clear and open communication, real quick. Because that is effective. Mm-hmm. That's important, right?
That's why I said prime. Prime.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I'll go a little further with the communication, though. You have to know, like, the signs and stuff that they be calling on the sideline when they be calling in plays. Yeah. Like, you got to do your homework with football.
So, like, I saw the thing on the collegiate level, which I'd never seen it done on a pro level. Maybe I missed it. Correct me if I'm wrong. You know, they have the big poster, and they have, like, four different...
Yeah. Belichick got in trouble for that, too.
He did, yeah. Didn't he? Mm-hmm. So that's a form of communication, mm-hmm. right?
Correct.
You calling a play using right. that. So I thought that was interesting. Yeah. All right,
that
great.
Is. Yeah. Focus. The ability to stay focused. What am I supposed to replace with that? What he has here is the ability to stay focused and doing distractions. So what am I supposed to replace with that?
He's trying to get you. Go ahead. Discipline.
Discipline. The ability to follow rules and regulations, both on and off the field.
Look at that. All shout out to on and off the
field. Final drive for Separately. Yoda.
Yoda. You know what? Let me tell y'all something. And you get to experience the Yoda man. Y'all know what time it is.
Yoda.
Yep.
All right, Yoda.
All right.
Okay, last week you mentioned that Luke was a black doctor.
Right.
Do you think his parables were the raps of his day? And discuss Luke in general. Wow,
that's lit. Yes, he was a Gentile physician, as I mentioned. And I think that he wrote his parables, which those were his, that's cool. That's his flow. I think he wrote with the Luke flavor, if I could say that. The Gentile physician flavor. It's laced with that.
Oh, I went the other Luke way. I'm sorry.
She's so goofy. But I think that he did write his just like the other ones. You know, like Mark wrote. Remember I told you Mark wrote his a certain way? And then
right, that's what Matthew. I'm saying.
So Luke had his own flavor to the way he wrote. And a lot of people don't realize that he was black. He was a Gentile physician.
A Gentile, right.
Yes. And so the fact that he wrote parables, let me say this. For the black culture, you know, we like poems. We like, rap. We like rap.
Spoken word.
So the way he laced his parables, the way he used his words,
right.
you knew the dude was, you know, he was smart and slick too.
Right.
You know, he was very, very intelligent. Mm. So,
and that's what I find in his writing.
Yes. Right. As a matter of fact, he kind of pulls over in the Acts. Because he's mentioned in Acts. Luke writes to Theophilus. Luke writes that, and a lot of people don't realize Luke writing Dear Theophilus. Mm-hmm. See, he's writing to these other people. Mm-hmm. So this dude is off the chain. You really make me want to do a background on Luke, to be honest.
I feel like he was eloquent. Like, if he was a rapper, eloquent, he'd be an eloquent rapper.
He would be, and I think his parables was his raps.
Okay.
And I think
he'd be like a Kendrick Lamar.
Facts. So I think that, and I'm going to say this about parables, too. Let me say this about parables. The first thing that God taught me was parables. I asked God, and this is me being honest, seriously. And I asked God, I was read the Bible. I honestly, from my heart, one day asked God, teach me a parable. Teach me parables. And he, right on the spot, he taught me how to understand a parable. And when I first understood it, I went crazy. I went and told everybody. And I had to read the book of Luke to understand it.
Right.
I went and told everybody. I was like, hey, it's a parable. Guess what it means? So that's what it did for me. Okay. So Luke is I celebrate Luke, the Gentile physician. You feel me?
Yoda.
Yoda. Yoda.
Yoda.
Yoda. Yoda. Yoda. Yoda. Yoda. Yoda. Yoda. Yoda.
So look, Luke.
I really appreciate Coach for incorporating that Yoda moment.
That's what's up.
All right. Fire. Playing games, segment.
Okay. All right. This is the question. So
I'll give you this to you, LL Cool Jets.
What's your favorite animal? And I need three deep reasons why.
I think I know what she's going to say.
What's your favorite animal?
Okay. It's kind of hard because I technically would say dogs, but that's man's best friend. So okay. I'm going to go to my next one. Y'all going to laugh at me.
Oh, my goodness.
Monkeys. I love monkeys.
Why?
Because monkeys are fun.
Three deep reasons. One,
they're fun. Monkeys are fun. And when I was a kid, I used to always want one. I feel like they're cuddly because they love to
cuddly.
Hug you and hold you.
Okay.
And they're fun and they're adventurous. They're silly. I'm sorry. The other one was going to be silly.
Okay.
I'm a silly person. They don't, you know, the only time they take things serious is when you coming at them. Then they be like, So I love monkeys. I do.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
You had
so
me.
Hold on. Let me finish. Let me finish.
Okay.
So the reason why I asked.
I knew he had you set up.
Oh, Lord.
Your favorite.
See how y'all do?
Yeah, my goodness. Come on.
Your favorite animal is the truth about what you want in your ideal life partner.
You want me to be a damn monkey?
No, but you're fun.
But it's true. You're fun.
Yeah, you're
silly.
Fun. You're silly.
Cuddly.
And you're cuddly.
With your little footsies. You're cuddly with your footsies.
Don't do that, Coach. See? So, you know what? That is so interesting that you said that.
That went good. That was fire.
Where did you get that from? Dude, what are you doing? You marvel for real. Oh, my goodness. All right.
All right, tongue twister.
All right, here we go. Is this me?
Yeah, you first.
Oh, boy, we all got one. Don't y'all study y'all. Right, don't try to study y'all before. Don't study y'all. Y'all are cheap, see? First of all, y'all got me going first. I ain't had a damn chance to study nothing. And this show
you
ain't showing
first.
Me nothing. I can't see nothing.
You
nothing
go ladies first.
Wait a minute. All right. Pretty Pittsburgh Steelers playing a powerful, perfect game, passing the pigskin with precision.
Ah! She sells seashells by the seashore.
Nah, you smile.
But
nah,
she
sorry.
Screams for the Steelers. It's quite a roar.
Oh, my.
Here you go.
Surely, silly Susie saw seven Steelers swiftly swooping seven slippery squares.
Whoa!
Long tongue twisters.
Oh, boy.
I was good at those.
My precious.
It's precious.
Oh,
no. Precious is here. I'm often thrown, but I can't fly. What's the answer, Precious?
Okay, am I supposed to say football?
Oh, that's correct, Precious. Correct. I have one more, Precious. I have downs, but I'm not sad, Precious. What am I? I have downs, Precious. But I'm not sad.
Ray?
Run, Precious. You're disturbing me now, Precious.
I don't know.
I'm in a football game, Precious.
Football game, Rick.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, precious.
Okay.
You lose, precious.
I did.
Oh, my goodness.
Goofy.
All right. Family feud.
All right, come on. We got, both of us? Can we rotate?
Yes.
All right, you go first.
Well, yeah. So, you know, both of you will go.
We'll rotate.
Okay.
All right. What company are you likely to see advertising on a Super Bowl commercial?
Beer.
Number one answer.
Okay, who you got?
Doritos.
Number three.
Really?
Yep. Number one, and you got number three.
Okay.
The other one, the little baby? The little e-commerce?
No.
Stock trade? Okay. What?
He didn't make it.
It's a Budweiser, Coca-Cola, Doritos, and Pepsi were the top four.
Okay. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Name something you are guaranteed to see at a Super Bowl.
Players.
That was okay in yours.
Oh my goodness! Mascots.
So players was the fourth answer. Number one, the football.
Okay,
fans.
I thought fans.
That's the two obvious.
A halftime show.
Okay, that's a good one.
Besides a helmet, name a piece of equipment a football player must wear during the game.
That's easy. Shoulder pads.
You jock straps.
Shock strap on that.
Shut on a pandemic was number one answer.
All right. Come on.
What professional football team has the most dedicated fans?
I'm going to say.
I'm going to say the Cowboys.
Jesus Christ, Rick. Come on.
I'm going to say the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Number one answer.
Number one?
Really?
Yeah. What'd you say?
I said Cowboys. Cowboys have fans all over the world.
On this, they were number three behind the Patriots and the Packers.
Okay. I started to say Green Bay.
Packers, yeah.
Okay.
So Pittsburgh was number one.
Number one.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
All right. Besides the quarterback, name a football position.
Running back.
It's running back?
Yes. So,
wide receiver.
Wide receiver's number one. Running back's number two.
Okay. All right. Here we go. The Never Have I Ever segment.
Okay.
All right. Spell Mississippi.
I'll do that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Spell Mississippi for yes. Get out of here, Dewey, for no.
Yeah, I got it.
Right? All right. So if the answer is yes, you got to spell Mississippi.
I'm spelling my way. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And then if the answer is no, you got to say get out of here, Dewey. All right. Never have I ever. First one. Never have I ever been sent to the principal's office.
M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter, I, crooked letter, crooked letter, I, humpback, humpback, I.
You've never been sent?
No, man.
Wow.
But no, it's okay.
Yes, you have.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I'm sorry. Never have I ever clogged the toilet.
M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter, I, crooked letter, crooked letter, I, humpback, I.
Never have I ever worn something I took out of my dirty laundry.
M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter, I, crooked letter, crooked letter, I, humpback, humpback, I.
No! Oh my goodness. Never have I ever vomited after a roller coaster ride.
Get out of here, Dewey.
That's honest. Okay. Never have I ever watched an entire season of a show in a day.
M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter, I, crooked letter, crooked letter, I, humpback, humpback, I.
What show was that you watched in a day?
Breaking Bad.
The entire season?
The first season.
What was the show you
watched? Bridgerton. I watched the first season of Bridgerton. I sat in my craft room and I watched the entire show.
Wow.
I can't remember what I watched in a day. I did that in Californication.
I did.
Too. Okay.
I've never seen you really watch a show.
We watched something in a day, a series.
Oh.
I can't remember what it was.
All right.
The sex doctor.
The sex doctor segment. Uh-huh. Ooh, me likes. Oh, Lord. Former New York Jets Antonio Cromartie has 14 children with 8 different women.
Ah, there you go. So let's
do
this.
I felt like he needed to play football forever because he's going to have to support
So let's do the math. 14 children by 8 different women, right?
He's married now.
Okay.
And I think he's got
So what is he averaging per woman? Which, how many children are he averaging per woman? 14.
That's like almost two per woman.
Almost two per woman.
Almost two.
From almost eight like women. 1 point.
Eight. He averaging 1.8 per woman.
He wanted his own football team.
He over a child and a half per woman. 1.8. That's over
1.8.
And he had about, what was it, about 11 of them when he was playing.
Right.
Because back when he had
three more since he retired.
Three
more
since he retired. Woo! Yeah. Bramard is so damn. Man, bro. Slow down.
All right. Truth or dare.
All right, what we got?
Okay, so who wants to go first?
Mika.
Mika, all right. So truth or dare?
Which one you going to take?
Truth.
What football player, past or present, would you like to have a beer with?
What? Oh, I got so many. I don't even know who to say. I got what? So excited.
This one,
I
tell you one around. Rip.
He's passed. The Kansas City linebacker, Derrick Thomas.
Derrick Thomas.
Wow. Okay. Derrick Thomas.
Shout out DT. Yes.
I love me some DT.
Facts.
Okay. All right, coach. All
right.
So you got the dare. Hold on, coach.
I got the dare. Okay.
Mm. All right. Call a play like an NFL quarterback.
Oh, nice.
Wait a minute. Omaha. Boo, 63. 52 is the mic. 52 is the mic. Come on. Motion. Boo, 52. Hut.
That's awesome.
Nice.
All right. What if you order an Uber and your driver pulls up and it's Sherman Williams? How?
He say, hey, I gotta make a stop before you.
It won't matter to me. I get starstruck. I'd be lit.
Oh my goodness.
Can I ride in the front
with
you?
I think I'll still go with him.
Yeah. I would ride, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll ride with him.
All right. Would you rather?
All right.
Would you rather have Tom Brady as your quarterback or Reggie White as your defensive end?
Oh, man, that's tough,
that's
dude.
Hard.
You got one pick. It's how you gonna
I know
start.
What I'm going to answer.
How you gonna have your team?
All right, bro. You know you got to go with Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is your quarterback or Reggie White as your defensive end?
I'm going with Tom Brady.
You going with Tom Brady?
Yeah. I was going with Reggie White.
You going with Reggie White?
I'm going with Reggie White.
No disrespect.
No, it's the same. Yeah.
This is podcast.
No, I would pick Reggie White.
What about you?
I'm going to go with Tom Brady.
I'm
going to say that only because, you know, Super Bowl, how important the quarterback is. But for if I'm going, you know, defense.
Reggie White. Crazy.
Hands
what?
Down, bro.
What?
A GOAT, bro.
Gosh.
He's my first.
He's goated.
Reggie White
he's my first
was crazy. He was amazing
to watch. He could
be in
the steel curtain. He
goated.
Could be steel
facts.
Curtain.
Oh, facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Easy.
Yeah. Facts.
Reggie White was amazing.
Would you rather? Okay, no. Tallulah.
Would you rather have season tickets for your favorite NFL team for life or be able to attend a Super Bowl every year for the rest of your life?
I'm going Super Bowl the rest of my life, dude. I'm going Super Bowl. Oh.
Yeah.
The what?
Yeah. Yeah.
You could go to every Super Bowl. What?
Yeah. I'm going to go Super Bowl.
Let me say this.
I'm going to go Super Bowl.
Let me say this. What region, like, depending on the region you live in.
If I could go to the games, that would be a hard one. Like for me now, because I would have to travel to Pittsburgh.
But to go to every Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was picked Super Bowl.
I'm going Super Bowl. I think it's kind of
unanimous. You can sell the tickets too.
Facts.
Yeah.
Oh boy, here we
all
go.
Right.
It's on.
This is the 2024 Pro Football Hall of Fame class inductees.
That sounds real interesting.
At defensive end, representing the coach from Syracuse University, Dwight Freeney.
He can free me.
Freeney.
Mm-hmm. And kick returner. And prime return representing the Bears, y'all. I love a bear. They keep you warm. From the U. From the me. They talking about the U or the me?
The U. That's you. For you, baby.
I ain't talking about me. I'm talking about you.
No, I'm talking about you, baby.
Devin Hester. He run fast.
Oh, yes.
I wonder if it's because he slick.
I think he got moist. He got proper twitch.
Ooh.
Yes.
Hip movements.
At wide receiver, representing the Texans from the U.
What kind of receiver you said?
wide.
How wide is he?
He real wide. From the Texans. A wide Texan.
Ooh.
Andre Johnson. Andre.
Ooh.
Andre.
Hey, Dre.
Andre.
Ooh. Represent at defensive end. Represent the Panthers. Love a good Panther. Rawr. From the UNC. Julius Peppers. I like Peppers. I like Peppers, Pepper. Too. Especially hot peppers.
Hot peppers. Mm. And at last one, LB. That's me. That's my nickname.
Ooh, go LB.
Go LB. Go LB. Go LB.
No.
No.
No. I'm scarred. I'm so scarred.
Representing the 49ers. Oh, miss. Here's another favorite, Patrick right. Willis.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Oh,
okay. New segment.
So, new segment. This is called Mad Libs.
Okay.
And Mad Libs are stories and sentences with blank spaces that can be filled in with different words to create a funny or interesting story. For example, here's a simple one.
Okay.
I went to the blank to buy a blank.
Okay.
So how would you fill that in? I went to the
crack house to buy a whore.
Crack whore, crack whore.
I want to be a lesbian.
All
right. So is that right?
Well,
you fill it in with funny stuff.
You fill it in with
right?
funny stuff, right? Right.
So you do it.
So here it is. All right. So this weekend, you and Dewey are going camping with blank.
Okay.
If I see a blank while hiking, I'm going to bring it home as a pet. At mm-hmm. night, you will tell blank stories and roast blank around the campfire.
All right, Corey, let's go.
All right, so you ready?
I'm ready.
Right.
So do I have to do
you
it?
You do it, yeah. So
oh
you
my
go fill
goodness.
In the blank. So this weekend, you and Dewey are going camping with?
Stone Cold.
If I see a blank while hiking.
A bear.
I am going to bring it home
oh,
as a pet.
Oh, hell no. Nah. Wait a minute. I got to go back. I mean, if I see a... if
stick with the bear.
You bring the bear
home.
Stick with the bear. Okay, come on. If I see a bear... Can I change it to baby bear?
You got a cub, your baby cub.
A bear cub.
All
right, thank you.
Okay, so if I see a bear cub while hiking, I'm going to bring it home with me as a pet.
Okay.
At night, you will tell blank stories.
Sea stories.
And roast.
Marshmallows.
Around the campfire.
All right.
Yeah, all right. That's right.
Sorry,
all right. All right, yours. Fill in the blank.
All right. You got, so you're doing yours, right?
No, you did it. You did
all right.
It.
Yeah. You up now? This weekend... You and Dewey are going camping with.
Who's doing it, Coach?
Oh, is it me?
Yeah.
Who I'm going camping with? This weekend, me and Dewey are going camping with the girls.
If I see a blank while I'm hiking.
If I see a lion.
I'm going to bring him home
I'm
as a pet.
Bring him home as a pet.
At night, you would tell.
I'm going to tell ghost stories.
And roast.
Pig.
Around the camp.
Did you say pig?
Come on, Coach.
That's good.
This weekend, you and Dewey are going camping with
The Steelers.
All right. If I see a blank while I'm hiking,
a skunk.
Ooh. I'm going to bring it home as a pet. At night, you would. I go with the bear. At night, you would tell
monster
stories and roast
Cujo.
The dog.
The dog around the campfire. Okay.
Thanks for your support. Check out our episodes on our website, onandoffduffield.com, or your favorite podcast platforms.
Get out of here, Dewey.
Get out of here, Dewey.
Episode number 31. Listen, we thank you, LL Cool J.
Appreciate you, LL Cool J.
Come on, you know, we talked about the topic that was at hand.
For the ladies.
So y'all just stay tuned because we're going to be giving some more input on details on understanding football better.
Trying to help you learn the game.
That's it. It's been episode number 31. This is your On the Field Coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation since 1976.
And it's the infamous Yoda Man since 1968. We out of here.
Peace.